Savitri, Book 2, Canto 4, The Kingdoms of the Little Life, pages 139 to 141. It turns in us to finite loves and lusts, the will to conquer and have, to seize and keep, to enlarge life's room and scope and pleasure's range, to battle and overcome and make one's own, the hope to mix one's joy with others' joy, a yearning to possess and be possessed, to enjoy and be enjoyed, to feel, to live. Here was its early brief attempt to be, its rapid end of momentary delight, whose stamp of failure haunts all ignorant life, inflicting still its habit on the cells. The phantom of a dark and evil start, ghost-like, pursues all that we dream and do. Although on earth are firm established lives, a working of habit or a sense of law, a steady repetition in the flux, yet are its roots of will ever the same. These passions are the stuff of which we are made. This was the first cry of the awakening world. It clings around us still and clamps the God. Even when reason is born and soul takes form, in beast and reptile and in thinking man, it lasts and is the fount of all their life. This too was needed that breath and living might be. The spirit in a finite ignorant world must rescue so its prisoned consciousness, forced out in little jets at quivering points from the inconscience sealed infinitude. Then, slowly, it gathers mass, looks up at light. This nature lives tight to her origin. A clutch of nether force is on her still, out of unconscious depth her instincts lap, a neighbor in her life to insentient naught. Under this law an ignorant world was made. In the enigma of the darkened wastes, in the passion and self-lust of the infinite, when all was plunged in the negating void, non-being's night could never have been saved, if being had not plunged into the dark, carrying with it its triple mystic cross, invoking in world time the timeless truth. Bliss changed to sorrow, knowledge made ignorant, God's force turned into a child's helplessness, can bring down heaven by their sacrifice. A contradiction founds the base of life. The eternal, the divine reality, has faced itself with its own contraries. Being became the void and conscious force, nescience and walk of a blind energy, and ecstasy took the figure of world pain. In a mysterious dispensation's law, a wisdom that prepares its far-off ends, planned so to start her slow eonic game. A blindfold surge and wrestle and fumbling clasp of a half-seen nature and a hidden soul, a game of hide-and-seek in twilight rooms, a play of love and hate and fear and hope, continues in the nursery of mind, its hard and heavy romp of self-born twins. At last, the struggling energy can emerge and meet the voiceless being in wider fields. Then can they see and speak and breast to breast in a larger consciousness, a clearer light. The two embrace and strive, and each know each, regarding closer now the playmate's face. Even in these formless coilings, he could feel matter's response to an infinite stir of soul. In nature, he saw the mighty spirit concealed, who watched the weak birth of a tremendous force, pursued the riddle of Godhead's tentative pace, heard the faint rhythms of a great unborn muse.